Now I've got Rosalind Lonergan on the line, and she's going to talk to me about the launch of the Five Lamps Festival in the Mansion House, which is taking place tomorrow, the 6th of February. Hello, Rosalind.
How are you doing?
How are you? And it's the 9th annual Five Lamps Arts Festival that's being launched tomorrow, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah. We have the press launch tomorrow, and the festival starts then on the 4th of March.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about... yeah, go ahead. Keep going, Rosalind, yeah.
Okay, the 4th of March, we have our opening night will be in Custom House, a great venue for music. So we have a bit of classical music there, and we have also some samba drummers in the garden at the back of the Custom House. There'll be fire dancing, and we'll have that night, we'll have John Connors from Love Hate launching the festival, actually the opening night on the 4th of March.
Mm-hmm. There's performances by Peter Sheridan, isn't that right? He's a one-man show.
Yeah, he's got his one-man show. Peter is from the area. He wrote a play about his life growing up as a young lad in Savile Place. So the play is called 44. It's a great one-man show, and that's going to be performed in the Writers' Centre in Parnell Square.
Okay, and what about the actual area itself joining the Five Lamps? Will there be events happening around the North Strand area as well?
Yes, indeed. There'll be a number of events happening in Charleville Mall Library. On the 5th, there'll be Pooka Puppets are doing a show for children. So one show is on in the morning at 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's called The Elephants and the Mice, and it's an interactive storytelling Also, in the following week in Charleville Mall Library, there's a play on the morning of the 11th, and sorry, the 12th. That's Carnation Theatre Company, and they're doing two plays, one in the morning in Charleville Mall, and then in the afternoon down in the Sean O'Casey Theatre. One of the plays is called Fuss on the Bus, and the other play is called Bath Night in Henrietta Street. So it's about living sort of life at the end of the tenement life in Dublin in the 60s and early 70s, and that should be a bit of a laugh. Both plays are really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also in the area, we're going to have Include Housing. It's a business that is a housing agency. In their headquarters on Amiens Street, there's going to be two exhibitions of work that's from local people. Mm-hmm. Well, one is a community photographic event. So in the last year, we've had a photographer at most events, most community events, and his photographs will be on display. And at the moment, an artist is working with the children from St. Lawrence O'Toole Boys and Girls Schools, and she's been working with them on a project related to the canal, which runs right through the area. And the children's work will be displayed in Clwyd Housing in Amiens Street. Also in Portland Row, on one afternoon, we haven't exactly booked decided the afternoon yet. There'll be a music event there for the people that go to the Crosscare Cafe on Portland Row. Mm-hmm. And in Dunn Street, which is just off the North Strand, just near St. Agatha's Church there, at William Street, there's a place called D-Light Studio. And we're going to have a few events there. One of them will be free. In fact, all the events for children are free, and most of the events will be free in the entire festival. And that's through support from Croke Park Community Fund. But on the 14th of March, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's a free circus event. So that should get a lot of children and families going to that on this afternoon, the 14th of March.
It seems to be geared quite a lot towards children this year, Rosalind, doesn't it? Or is that the norm every year?
Well, we have a lot of events for families and children. And I think if you get the children involved in any kind of arts activities, you know, they'll be well disposed to it as they get older. One big event that we'll be having that we have every year, but we don't always include it in the festival. It's just a eighth fall around the 13th of March. We're having a parade in Sheriff Street, and they would have a band playing there and samba drumming, and all the children from the five schools and the creches in the area will be in that parade. So that's a a family event. But we'll have events also in places like the Cobalt Cafe. That's an event called Women Who Rock. So there'll be a lot of female singers there. We have a Polish band playing one night in the Grand Social. They're called the Supertonic Orchestra. We have the North Strand Contraband playing as well in the Grand Social. So we have events that are slightly outside our area, but the Grand Social is still on the north side.
Yeah.
And we have a few events in the Writers' Centre. And I suppose you could say that in the college itself, we have a couple of plays and we have a few workshops. Down in Sheriff Street itself as well, in the church there, we have a concert on the Saturday the 7th, in the afternoon as well. So there's lots of events happening in all sorts of places.
Seems like there's a huge amount of stuff happening there, Roisin. And just tell me briefly, what time the opening, the launch will be on Friday. What time is that starting off at?
Well, that would be just the press launch. So that's for an hour in the Mansion House on this Friday. And just to draw your attention to two other free events that people might be interested in. One is the Roddy Doyle Tour of the North Side. So that's a bus tour that will start at Bus Aris, and Bus Éireann have given us a coach for this. So we'll have actors and a singer on the bus, and we'll do excerpts from the three books that he wrote, the trilogy, the Dublin trilogy, the Barrytown trilogy, The Van, The Snapper, and The Commitments, and that's a free event. And then there's another free event using public transport, that's the train to Sligo. We're inviting songwriters to come along. We've got a free carriage that day on the 14th of March for people to go along and to write a song about their journey or the just anything at all, in fact, and that's a free event as well. So people just have to email the festival to get tickets for those events.
Okay, so Roisin, just before I let you go, how do people who want to go along to the events get a list? How can they get a list of all the events that are happening?
Okay, well, tomorrow at the press launch, we'll be launching the website. So everything is on our website, Five Lamps Arts Festival. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be putting brochures around in all the public places like libraries and shopping centres and places like that. So people will be able to access the events that way. But they can just email the festival, fivelampsartsfestival@gmail.com, and we can post out the brochure as well to them.
Lovely. Okay, listen, Roisin, I'm going to let you go because I know you're so busy trying to get all the final stuff done for the festival. Hopefully, Near FM will be there at some stage too.
Okay, great.
Lovely. Thanks
a million. They're great supporters. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.